जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 13th chapter, titled Dhritarashtra Quits Home, text number 21. Pitra Bhratra Suhrit Putra హతాస్తి విగతం వయమ్ ఆత్మా చజరయా గ్రస్తః పరగేహం ఉపాససే పితృభ్రాతృ సుహృత్ పుత్రా హతాస్తే విగతం వయమ్ ఆత్మా చజరయా గ్రస్తః పరగేహం ఉపాససే పితృభ్రాతృ సుహృత్ పుత్రా హతాస్తే విగతం వయమ్ ఆత్మా చజరయా గ్రస్తః పరగేహం ఉపాససే రాత్రి సుహృత్ పుత్రాస్తే విగతం వయమ్ ఆత్మా చజరయా గ్రస్తః పరగేహం ఉపాససే పితృభ్రాతృ సుహృత్ పుత్రా హతాస్తే విగతం వయమ్ ఆత్మా చజరయా గ్రస్తః పరగేహం ఉపాససే పితృభ్రాతృ సుహృత్ పుత్రా హతాస్తే విగతం వయమ్ ఆత్మా చజరయా గ్రస్తః పరగేహం ఉపాససే మాతజీ పితృభ్రాతృ సుహృత్ పుత్రా హతాస్తే విగతం వయమ్ ఆత్మా చజరయా గ్రస్తః పరగేహం ఉపాససే వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్స్ పితృ ఫాదర్ భ్రాతృ బ్రదర్ సుహృత్ వెల్ విషర్స్ పుత్రాః సన్స్ హతాః ఆల్ డెడ్ తే యువర్స్ విగతం ఎక్స్పెండెడ్ వయం ఏజ్ ఆత్మా ద బాడీ చ ఆల్సో జరయా బై ఇన్వాలిడిటీ గ్రస్తః ఓవర్కమ్ పరగేహం అనదర్స్ హోమ్ ఉపాససే యు డూ లివ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ యువర్ ఫాదర్ బ్రదర్ వెల్ విషర్స్ అండ్ సన్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ డెడ్ అండ్ పాస్డ్ అవే యూ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్పెండెడ్ ద మేజర్ పోర్షన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ లైఫ్ యువర్ బాడీ యువర్ లైఫ్ యువర్ బాడీ ఈస్ నౌ ఓవర్ టేకన్ బై ఇన్వాలిడిటీ అండ్ యు ఆర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ ది హోమ్ ఆఫ్ అనదర్ పర్పోర్ట్ ద కింగ్ ఇస్ రిమైండెడ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ప్రికేరియస్ కండిషన్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్డ్ బై క్రూయల్ టైమ్ అండ్ బై హిస్ పాస్ట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ హీ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ మోర్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ టు సీ వాట్ వాస్ గోయింగ్ టు హ్యాపన్ టు హిస్ ఓన్ లైఫ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ విచిత్ర వీర్య డైడ్ లాంగ్ అగో వెన్ హీ అండ్ హిస్ యంగర్ బ్రదర్స్ వేర్ ఆల్ లిటిల్ చిల్డ్రన్ అండ్ ఇట్ వాస్ డ్యూ టు ద కేర్ అండ్ కైండ్నెస్ ఆఫ్ భీష్మదేవ్ దట్ దే వర్ ప్రాపర్లీ బ్రాట్ అప్ దెన్ అగైన్ హిస్ బ్రదర్ పాండు డైడ్ ఆల్సో దెన్ ఇన్ ద బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ ఆఫ్ కురుక్షేత్ర హిస్ 100 సన్స్ అండ్ హిస్ గ్రాండ్ సన్స్ ఆల్ డైడ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ఆల్ అదర్ వెల్ విషర్స్ లైక్ భీష్మదేవ్ ద్రోణాచార్య కర్ణ అండ్ మెనీ అదర్ కింగ్స్ అండ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ సో హీ హ్యాడ్ లాస్ట్ ఆల్ మెన్ అండ్ మనీ and now he was living at the mercy of his nephew whom he had put into troubles of various types and despite all these reverses he thought that he would prolong his life more and more vidura wanted to point out to dhritarashtra that everyone has to protect himself by his action and the grace of the lord one has to execute his duty faithfully depending for the result on the supreme authority No friend, no children, no father, no brother, no state, and no one else can protect a person who is not protected by the Supreme Lord. One should therefore seek the protection of the Supreme Lord, For the human form of life is meant for seeking that protection. He was warned of his precarious conditions more and more by the following words. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroh Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, actually last many days and I am sure for the next few days also we'll be amply discussing about various lessons we can learn from the stubborn reluctance of Dhritarashtra. But today being the auspicious appearance day of Srila Vamanadev. So I thought we could discuss something from his appearance, because even though lessons from the evil nature of Dhritarashtra is very much relevant for sadhaka's life, because we all have those tendencies within, but there is also a potential Bali Maharaj in all of us who is willing to surrender to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and who has set exemplary example of surrender. So, I mean, it's practically impossible to cover the whole episode of Vamanadev in Bhagavatam class time. But we will try to do whatever best we can. I will present some sections from Srimad Bhagavatam on this episode of Vamanadev and Bali Maharaj with prime focus on something which Vidura is very wonderfully doing here to Dhritarashtra, which is sensitive speech. While it might sound very insensitive, like the way Vidura is speaking to Dhritarashtra, I mean the words would sound quite insensitive, but he is very sensitive to one very important aspect, which is adhikar or qualification. So sensitivity has multiple facets. One facet is general sensitivity, you know, speaking kindly, right? Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat swadhyaya vyasanam chaiva vanmayam tapa uchyate. You know, the generic aspects of soft speech, sensitive speech, but one very important aspect of sensitivity is sensitivity to what would work for the person actually at that particular situation, time, place and circumstances. So Vidura was very much sensitive of that aspect as to what should be spoken and what would work, what would not work. As yesterday, His Grace Nityanand Prabhu was sharing that, he did not speak the subject matter of pure devotional service and pure devotional surrender to Dhritarashtra because he did not have the adhikar for that of his severely offensive nature towards the devotees of the Lord in the form of Pandavas. So, in this whole episode that we are going to discuss, at least part of the episode that we are going to discuss, we will try to see and highlight this sensitivity to adhikar when spoken, when various words would be spoken by either Bali Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj or Vindhyavali, all of them, how they are very sensitive to their surroundings and speak not essentially lies, but speak something which is digestible to people around them according to their adhikar or qualification. So anyway, yesterday, before entering into the pastime, little bit of what we can understand from the general appearance of these various avatars. Yesterday, Nityanand Prabhu was speaking about Dhritarashtra. So he was holding on to the Rashtra, his kingdom. But of course, the Lord also, Keshavadhrita Narahari Rupa, Keshavadhrita Vamana Rupa, right, today. So, in one sense, if you see, even though there are multiple forms, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana, Parashuraman, so many forms, but essentially Vaishnavism is monotheistic, right? I mean, in our whole, the Vedic system is monotheistic. The Vedic aphorism says, Ekam Brahma Dvitiya Nasti. There is one Brahman and there is no second thing other than Brahman. Right? So, the Mayavadis take it very literally. Ekam Brahma Dvitiya Nasti. Which means what? Paramatma Nasti. Bhagavan Nasti. Because Ekam Brahma Dvitiya Nasti. Right? But the Vaishnavas say, no, that is not true. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdyate. Vadanti tat tattvavidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam. Right? Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are not three. They are one only. They are perceived differently according to the qualification of the perceiver. Right? Just like a person who has -7 and -8 myopic vision and he would not forget to bring his glasses, but let's say he misplaces his glasses. He is standing right in front of Radha Gopinath ji. So what would he see? He would see light, Brahman. He would not see any features there. Prachanda Prabhu is trying it. But that does not mean that his perception is a different entity in itself. It's just his perception. So Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are not three entities. They are one. So in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there is a very interesting episode of Gopakumar in his travel eventually reaches Brahmaloka. And by very strange circumstances, he becomes the interim Brahma also. So at that point of time, he gets his first Bhakti Shastri lessons from none other than the Vedas personified. The Vedas personified teach him Bhakti Shastras, essentially. So they are teaching this, how Ekam Brahma Dvitiya Nasti is understood by Vaishnavas. So the impersonalists say Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan, Brahman Paramatma Bhagavan, Paramatma Nasti, Bhagavan Nasti, because Ekam Brahma Dvitiya Nasti. So this oneness has two aspects. One is absence of Sajatiya Beda. Sajatiya Beda means same class. Like, I am a human being male, Narasingha Tirtha Prabhu is a human being male. So Sajatiya, but we are two different persons, so there is Beda. So there must be absence of Sajatiya Beda in the absolute truth. For Ekam Brahma Dvitiya Nasti, for one Brahman. So they say that there is Sajatiya Beda here. Even though Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan are transcendental, but there are three different entities, so therefore there is Beda. Therefore Paramatma and Bhagavan should be illusory, not true. So the Vaishnavas say, now who said that they are three different entities? It is perceived in three different levels by people who possess different levels of devotional maturity. One who is devotionally, severely myopic, he sees the absolute truth as Brahman. The same absolute truth, when seen by someone who is little bit more matured devotionally, who has little bit more bhaktionmukhi sukriti, he is able to see form in that same Brahman. Activities in that same Brahman. But activities with respect to this material world. That is Paramatma. But when he develops more spiritually, then he is able to see the Supreme Lord as having activities in the on a more personal realm also with respect to his devotees. This is Bhagavan. So there are not three, there is only one. So there is no Sajatiya Beda here. It is just three levels of perception. It's not three different entities. Then they say, okay, agreed. But then there is Narasimha, Vamana, Krishna, Rama, Sajatiya, but Beda. They are different. So all, but there cannot be Sajatiya Beda. Because Ekam Brahma Dvitiya Nasti. How would you explain this? Vaishnavas say, Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa, Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa, Keshavadrita Bhrugupati Rupa. There is only one Keshava who accepts all these various forms. There is not multiple. There is one Amshi, multiple Amshas. So one Amshi possessing multiple Amshas, Ekam Brahma Dvitiya Nasti. This is very simple Vaishnavism without contradicting. So this Ekam Brahma Dvitiya Nasti, Neha Nanasti Kinchana, these are not Mayavadi statements. These are Vedic statements. But unnecessarily highlighted and improperly commented by the Mayavadis and made popularized by them. But we also accept these statements. We don't reject. Right? So this is, Bhagavatam says, Ekamurti Bahumurtikam. There is one murti only, manifesting in many forms. Brahmaji says in the third canto, Yadyad Diyata Urugaya Vibhavayanti Tattad Vapu Pranayase Sadanugrahaya. Twam is addressing in singular only. Twam Bhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hritsaroja Ase Shrutekshita Pato Nanunata Pumsam. My dear Lord, you situate yourself in the heart which has been completely softened by the practice of bhakti. Yadyad Diyata Urugaya Vibhavayanti Tattad Vapu Pranayase Sadanugrahaya. He is addressing the Lord in singular only. You manifest in various forms according to the mood of worship of the worshipper. So, Ekamurti Bahumurtikam, that's what Bhagavatam says. In Bhagavad Gita also, I mean, this is so obvious in the way, there is one speaker of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, who is considered to be the Amshi. And Krishna says, మయా అధ్యక్షేణ ప్రకృతి సూయతే స చరాచరం. మయా అధ్యక్షేణ, బై మై సూపర్విజన్. బై మై సూపర్విజన్ మీన్స్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ గ్లాన్సింగ్ అట్ ప్రకృతి? ఇట్ ఇస్ కారణోదక సాయి విష్ణు, మహావిష్ణు ఇస్ గ్లాన్సింగ్ అట్ ప్రకృతి, బట్ కృష్ణ సేస్ మయా. సో హౌ కెన్ యూ సే? బికాస్ హీ ఇస్ అంశి, అదర్స్ ఆర్ అంశ. అదర్వైజ్ ఐ కెనాట్ సే ఎస్టర్డే ఇన్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ ఐ స్పోక్, బికాస్ ఎస్టర్డే ఇన్ భాగవతం క్లాస్ ఐ డెంట్ స్పీక్, నిత్యానంద ప్రభు స్పోక్. టూ డిఫరెంట్ పర్సనాలిటీస్. బట్ కృష్ణ కెన్ సే మయా అధ్యక్షేణ ప్రకృతి సూయతే స చరాచరం, బై మై సూపర్విజన్ ప్రకృతి టేక్స్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ద క్రియేషన్ మెయింటెనెన్స్ అండ్ డిస్ట్రక్షన్. హౌ కెన్ యూ డూ దట్? దట్ ఈస్ మోనోథియిజం యాక్చువల్లీ, బికాస్ అంశీ కెన్ సే దట్ మై అంశ. ఎస్యైక నిశ్వసిత కాలమతావలంబ్య జీవంతి లోమ విలజ జగదండనాథాః విష్ణుర్ మహాన్ సైహ యస్య కళా విశేషో. మహావిష్ణు ఇస్ ఇస్ అంశ. కృష్ణ సేస్ సర్వస్య చాహం హృది సన్నివిష్టో మత్త స్మృతిర్ జ్ఞానం అపోహనం చ. సర్వస్య చ అహం హృది సన్నివిష్టో, ఐఎమ్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్స్ హార్ట్. ఐఎమ్ మీన్స్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్, క్షీరోదక సాయి విష్ణు ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్, బట్ కృష్ణ సేస్ అహం. హౌ కెన్ యూ సే అహం? ఈ క్షీరోదక సాయి విష్ణు డిఫరెంట్, ఈజ్ ఇంట్ ఈ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ? ఎస్ ఇన్ వన్ సెన్స్, బట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సేమ్. ఈ అంశ డిఫరెంట్ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ హీస్ అంశ అండ్ హీస్ అంశీ, బట్ ద సేమ్ ఇన్ ద సెన్స్ ఇట్ ఇస్ హిస్ అంశ ఓన్లీ, రైట్? సో మెనీ వర్సెస్ త్రూ అవుట్ భగవద్గీత, యు నో, వి లాంగ్ టైమ్ బ్యాక్ వి మేడ్ అ లిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దోస్ స్టేట్మెంట్స్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత వేర్ సేస్ కృష్ణ సేస్ అహం అహం, బట్ ఇట్ రెఫర్స్ టు సమ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ అంశాస్ యాక్చువల్లీ, రైట్? సో హీ సేస్ అహం అహం హి సర్వ యజ్ఞానాం భోక్తా చ ప్రభురేవ చ. కృష్ణ సేస్ I am the Bhokta and the Prabhu of all the Yajnas. I accept all the Yajnas. Now, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, if you read, there is a specific incarnation who is called as Yajnesha, who comes and accepts whenever Yajna is performed. The form of Yajnesha comes and accepts the offering. Krishna does not personally come. But Krishna says, Aham He. I only, that is emphasis also there, but I only means my Amsha. Not only that, Krishna also says, Maharshaya Saptapurve Chatvaro Manavo Jata Madbhava Manasa Jata Esham Loke Ima Praja. I think 10th chapter Krishna says that Maharshaya Saptapurve, the Sapta Rishis and the 14 Manus, all of them are my Manasa Putras, he says. I mean, they are whose Manasa Putras? They are Brahmaji's Manasa Putras. But Krishna says, Madbhava Manasa Jata, you know, they are born from my mind, he says. My mind means Krishna, Brahmaji is his Vibhinnamsha. So in that way, therefore, we do understand that there is, like Rasikraman Prabhu was mentioning yesterday, that there is this Dasabhiman in all the Amshas also. And this is interestingly highlighted only in our parampara. This is not highlighted in any other parampara. This kind of a very overt taratamya or gradation is not so explicitly discussed. Even if it is discussed, this kind of Dasabhiman expressed by the Amshas towards the Amshi is not so explicitly highlighted in any paramparas. But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give love for the Amshi himself, therefore, that is our, so therefore this highlight comes again and again. So this is there so beautifully described in Chaitanya Charitamrit, and this description comes in Brihad Bhagavatamrita also, even though it's a Vedic literature, this taratamya or this specific gradation and distinguishing the Amshi from the Amsha is so explicitly highlighted in Brihad Bhagavatamrita actually, in great detail. What to speak of that, the Acharyas in their writings bring out this Das Abhiman, not only in the Amshas of the Supreme Lord. So, when Krishna is the Amshi, then Mathura and Vrindavan also become Amshi. Then Ayodhya, Avanti, Kanchi, all of them become Amshas. And they possess that Das Abhiman also. One verse written by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Stavamala, glorifying Mathura. So I will just read the translation. It's a long verse. He says, O Avanti, Ujjain. He says, O Avanti, come here, hold this spittoon. You know, spittoon means where paan ka ke tukte. Please hold this spittoon for collecting the betel nut in your hands. This is for you. O Kanchi, come here, please hold this umbrella. This is your service. O Kashi, come here. Your service is to hold the paduka. Please hold the paduka. O Ayodhya, please come here, do not fear your mistress. O Dwaraka, please stop reciting her glories. For a minute, all of you please come here, because Mathura Devi is now willing to shower her benedictory glance upon all of you, for which you have been waiting for so long. So just come quickly and take her benedictory glances like that. So the point is, of course, we do understand this is for our internal discussion and nourishment. And of course, in the eternal aspect, this is reality. They do feel that way. But when we go and speak this to others, it can insult them and it can be very derogatory. So certain things are for our own personal nourishment and discussion. Anyways, so we will quickly, with whatever little time permits, we will discuss about Vamanadeva's appearance. Vamanadeva has appeared already. In our narration too. So Vamanadeva has appeared. He has asked for 3 steps. And Bali Maharaj is amused. You know, you have come to Bali and you are asking just for 3 steps. You know, what is this? Please ask for more. And we know that Vamanadeva speaks exhaustively about the importance of the principle of satisfaction. So, Bali Maharaj, after hearing all that, so he says that he smiles and he says, okay, please take whatever you want. I will give you the 3 steps of land. Immediately, Shukracharya, who is addressed here as Vidam Vara, the best of knowers, he immediately spoke to Bali Maharaj. So, Srila Vaishnava Thakur says that Shukracharya is addressed here as Vidam Vara because he is now going to reveal the identity of Vamanadeva. So therefore he says, so Shukracharya says that Esha Vairochane Sakshat Bhagavan Vishnu Ravyayah. This is Bhagavan Vishnu, Devanam Karya Sadakah. He has come to fulfill the interests of the Devatas. And he says, Nasadu Manye, I really don't think that it is proper that Yad Anartam Pratishrutam, this dangerous promise that you have given to this personality who has come. Ajanata, you have made this in ignorance. Mahan Anayaha Upagato, this is going to bring a great misfortune to the demons. Don't do it. And then he says, Yesha Harihi. You know who this is? He is Hari. So Hari means one who steals. What will he steal? Shriyam Tejo Yashashrutam. He will steal your beauty, power, fame, education, స్థానం ఐశ్వర్యం, యువర్ ల్యాండ్ వెల్త్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హీ విల్ స్టీల్ శక్రాయ దాస్యతి అండ్ హీ విల్ గివ్ ఇట్ టు ఇంద్ర. డోంట్ మేక్ దిస్ ప్రామిస్. సో బట్ ద రియల్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ హరి ఇస్ అపార్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ స్టీలింగ్ ఆల్ దాట్ హీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు స్టీల్ యువర్ హార్ట్. సో బీ కేర్ఫుల్ లైక్ దాట్. బట్ బలి మహారాజ్ సేస్ I have promised him this, just three steps of land. Let him take those three steps. What is the problem? Shukracharya says, you know what? As soon as you give that three steps, he will expand his body and with one step he will cover the earth. With second step he will cover all the higher planets. That's all. So, then Bali Maharaj says, so what's the problem? At least my promise will be fulfilled. I will not go down in the history as a infamous person who could not fulfill his promise. So Shukracharya says, valid point. Okay, valid point. You will still go down in the history as a person who could not fulfill your promise. Because in two steps he will cover everything, you will still not be able to fulfill your promise. Better, don't give anything and go down in the history as one who was unable to fulfill his promise. No problem. So, and then, not only that, when you are unable to fulfill the promise, you will have to go to hell to suffer that. So, Bali Maharaj says, well, I think at least I should try to fulfill my promise partially. Right? Krishna also says, Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharmo Swanushtitat. It is better to do your duty incompletely and improperly than to do someone else's duty properly. As a Kshatriya, it's my duty to give in charity, especially to your Brahmana. Better I become unsuccessful in at least attempting to give that charity than to outright refuse that charity. So, Shukracharya very seamlessly shifts to from Dharmashastra to Arthashastra. So he says, you know what learned scholars tell? Learned scholars tell that one should not give that kind of charity which will endanger one's own livelihood. So he is quoting from Shastra, but not a Shastra which he is supposed to be quoting. This is Arthashastra. He is interested in Artha. But anyways, so there is definitely gradation of Shastras. Right? This is not according to Dharma Shastra. So, and then he says that you are supposed to divide your wealth into five parts. This is also again according to Arthashastra, not according to Dharma Shastra. You know, one part should be for religion, one part should be for your own reputation. One part should be for your material objects. One should be for enjoyment and another for the maintenance. So that part which is for dharma you give, four parts you should keep. That is proper dharma. That is proper dharma which is favorable for artha. That is not the kind of dharma which is favorable for the higher purusharthas. Right? So then he says, well, if I have something, this is then he says, he speaks from the Dharma Shastra point of view. Even though according to qualification, Bali Maharaj is qualified for Bhakti Shastras. But because Shukracharya is equally qualified for Artha and Dharma Shastras, he is shifting between, he is speaking on the level of Dharma Shastra only. He is telling, look, I have something. And how can, if I say that I don't have it and do not give, will it not be lying? I'll be committing the sin of lying. So again, this is typical Niyamagraha, which he is going to suggest, Shukracharya. He says, did you chant Om before offering? The Shastras say anything which is, any charity which is offered, which is not preceded by Om, in the strictest sense, is not untruth. झूठ नहीं है. एंड मोर ओवर मेंटेनिंग योर बॉडी इज मोर इंपॉर्टेंट देन मेंटेनिंग द ट्रूथ. दिस इज अगेन नॉट इवन धर्मशास्त्र एक्चुअली. राइट. इफ यू डोंट स्पीक द स्मॉल एंड ट्रूथ देन योर बॉडी विल डाई. एंड वॉट इज द पॉइंट इन स्पीकिंग ऑल दिस ट्रूथ इफ बाई स्पीकिंग द ट्रूथ यू विल लूज ऑल योर स्कोप फॉर एंजॉयमेंट. And you know what? Only a habitual liar will become infamous. You are not a habitual liar. History will not speak about you as a liar, as a habitual liar. Even if historians may choose to interpret what you speak as a lie, they will certainly not mark you as a habitual liar. So don't worry about it. And moreover, even the Shastras say, of course, which Shastras is highly questionable, right? In joking and in flattering a woman in order to get married, in earning one's livelihood, or in a dangerous circumstance, in protecting cows, in other such things, you can always speak a lie. Here, dangerous circumstance. Your life, your source of livelihood and my source of livelihood is also under threat. Dangerous circumstance, you can speak a lie, no problem. So Bali Maharaj heard the whole thing, remained silent for a while. So he thought, well, if I do something against what my guru suggests, then it will be against the desire of the Lord. But if I go If I fulfill the desire of the Lord, even though it may be disobeying the order of my, not exactly spiritual master, my guru, there is no loss. So thinking in this way, but still, in a very, very gracious way, Bali Maharaj presents his point. Huh? So this is again, you know, very sensitive speech. Sensitive speech need not always necessarily invoke the absolute truth as it is. Without overtly refuting it also. Right. So, he says, he starts responding to Shukracharya by telling Satyam. What he says is true. Satyam Bhagavata Proktam Dharmoyam Grihamedinam Artham Kamam Yashovrittim Yona Badeta Karhichit. Very well presented that you definitely mentioned that, you know, that principle of religion is correct, which does not hinder artha, kama, yasho, vritti, etc. But he was internally thinking that if I disrespect the Supreme Lord, तपस्विनो दानपरा यशस्विनो मनस्विनो मंत्रविदा सुमंगला क्षेमं न विंदन्ति विनाय दर्पणं तस्मै शुभद्र श्रवसे नमो नमः. He thinks that if I refuse the Supreme Lord, practically artham, kamam, yasho, vritti, everything will be ruined. So therefore, I will choose to follow the parodharma. Savai pumsam parodharmo yato bhaktiratokshati. Right. So, and then he says, you know, you should remember that I am the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj would never give up on his promise. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj, under all costs, even if it means to give up his promise, he would give it up and surrender to the Lord. That is real Prahlad Maharaj. Right. But Shukracharya cannot understand this. For Shukracharya, Prahlad Maharaj is a very valorous person, and one aspect of valor is to never, is at any cost, fulfill the promise given, the word given. So even though Bali Maharaj wants to say, I am the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, the pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, how can I act in any other way? But externally he says that Prahlad Maharaj never gave up on his promise. This is not what he really meant. But this is what would pacify Shukracharya. This is a valid argument for Shukracharya. Otherwise, Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee is not a very valid argument. Right? That's not a valid argument for demons. Tanaham dushatak kruran samsareshu naradaman. So, Shipami ajastram ashuban asurishveva yonishu. That's the very reason they have asura yoni. Because dushataha. Aham dushataha. Because they hate the Supreme Lord. So, actually, Bali Maharaj is many times devotees ask, what is this Bali Maharaj, you know? When did he essentially become a devotee? Because he was seen fighting with the demigods and all that. It is mentioned here by Srila Vaishnava Thakura in his commentary that the seed of devotion in Bali Maharaj's heart was planted by Prahlad Maharaj. He is addressed here as a Kripa Siddha. And Srila Rupa Goswami also in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, Kripa Siddha Yajnapatni Vairochani Shukadayaha. The examples for Kripa Siddha are mentioned. Yajnapatni Vairochani is Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochan. Shukadayaha. Shukadeva Goswami. So, then, he says, Nahi asatyat paro adharma iti hovacha bhuriyam. So, Bali Maharaj is speaking something which he has, it's not in his mind at all. This is just to pacify Shukracharya. He says, don't you know that Mother Earth said that there is nothing more sinful than untruthfulness? As if Bali Maharaj has great attachment to speaking the truth. And then another very interesting thing that Bali Maharaj does here is to invoke the, you know, sajatiya sentiments. He says that, you know, I don't, oh Guru, Gurudev, I don't, you know what, I don't fear death. I don't fear hell. I can go to hell. But I fear cheating a Brahmana. You are a Brahmana too. And I don't like to cheat Brahmanas. Like that he is telling. So he is invoking, you know, the sajatiya sentiments, you know. He is your jati. How can I cheat him? Huh? So, and anyways, what is the wealth I am anyway going to leave behind? What is the use of that wealth which I am anyway going to leave behind if it is not used to satisfy a Brahmana? Again and again, even though Shukracharya has very clearly at the outset presented that this is Lord Hari. And that's what really matters to Bali Maharaj. But what really matters to Bali Maharaj, he is not speaking about that at all. He is telling this Brahmana, I don't like to cheat a Brahmana. So even though he knows, the Acharya is right, though he knows Vishnu is his Lord, he does not give respect. Bali Maharaj did not offer respect to Vamanadeva explicitly, as it befits to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He did not offer obeisances. He did not offer his prayers. Nothing was done explicitly. Even though all of that was boiling inside his heart, he did not do anything explicitly. Why? Because he did not want to give sorrow to Shukracharya and the demons. Because that is, you know, as Krishna says, Yadyad acharati shreshtas tatta devetaro jana. Sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanu vartate. So two things Krishna says there. Whatever a shreshta does, the itaro jana, the ordinary people follow. Sayat pramanam kurute lokastadanu vartate. Whatever book he accepts as a pramana to follow, the common people will also accept that same pramana. He is trying to lead the demons. If he offers Dandavat Pranam and starts offering Purusha Sukta prayers, to glorify Vamana Dev, this would certainly bewilder the demons because they do not have the adhikar yet to accept bhakti. So explicitly, so therefore these kings, kings like Pandavas, who are devotees at heart, but explicitly have to lead people who are in general dharmic. So they have to explicitly follow the dharma shastras while internally embracing the bhakti shastras. In their private life, their pramana is bhakti shastras, whereas in public life they follow the dharma shastras because their subjects are in general dharmic people. Whereas the subjects, here is another contrary case of Bali Maharaj, who is at heart a devotee but externally a demon. So he has to, he cannot explicitly do certain things which are, you know, the 64 limbs of bhakti, as Srila Rupa Goswami says. As soon as you see the Lord, you have to immediately offer obeisances, offer prayers, anuvraja, you know, you have to follow the procession and everything. None of which Bali Maharaj did. Lokasangraha mevapi sampashyan kartum arhasi. Because he had the responsibility of lokasangraha. Na buddhibedam janayed agyanam karmasanginam. You know, the responsibility of not unnecessarily trying to bewilder. Because demons will start thinking, what's wrong here? You know, what's wrong with this? You know, we are asuras, right? Like that. So, he addresses the Lord as a Brahmana in order to hide his bhava for Vamana Dev. So, therefore he says, Brahmana, Brahmana, Brahmana. Because that makes sense to, at least to Shukracharya. He himself being a Brahmana. And again, not at all talking about bhakti, he says, Shukracharya says, look, you should not give in charity without being concerned for your reputation, future reputation. So, Bali Maharaj says, well, I don't subscribe to this. Because Dadichi, Shibi, so many other such personalities, they were willing to sacrifice their own lives to give in charity. What about their fame? How will I sacrifice my fame? I am trying to give insignificant land in charity. I am not trying to give my life in charity. So why would I not become famous? In fact, if I refuse, I will become infamous. However, even this is for pleasing Shukracharya. Because Bali Maharaj has no desire for fame. He has no desire for fame. He does not want to become famous as a very charitable person. He was a pure devotee. Like that, he speaks so many statements which are just invoking the sajatiya sentiments of Shukracharya. Never revealing that I want to surrender because he is a supreme lord. But at some point, Shukracharya says, look, you are telling Brahmana, Brahmana, but you know what? I told you, he is Vishnu. And here, Bali Maharaj says, oh, you mean to say that personality whom you great revered Brahmanas offer sacrifice to? That personality? So again, he is not telling, if he is the Supreme Lord, I have to surrender. He says, oh, you mean that same Lord Hari whom you Brahmanas offer in sacrifice? That personality? Like that, he says. So he says, oh, if he gives benedictions even to you Brahmanas, then what is wrong in giving in charity to him? So therefore he says, even though he may be Vishnu, but he has come in Brahmatanu, he has come in the body of a Brahmana. And you see, in the body of a Brahmana, he is so afraid of, you know, the king. So then Bali Maharaj says, look, you are telling that I will lose my fame by giving in charity. If I refuse to give in charity, he is Uttama Shloka. The Supreme Lord is Uttama Shloka. He will not tolerate this offense of broken promise. So he will say, either give me in charity or fight with me. Right? So then Shukracharya says, well, then fight. Then Bali Maharaj says, fight with Lord Hari. He will kill me anyway. Right? I'll be killed by him. I will lose my wealth. I'll lose my life. I will lose my fame also for refusing to give in charity. Better I give in charity, gain some fame. Right? So in all different ways, you know, in one sense, all the arguments of Shukracharya has been, in one sense, pulverized by Bali Maharaj in a very graceful way. Without, you know, any overtly offensive statement. At this point of time, Shukracharya becomes very offended, curses Bali Maharaj, may you lose all your wealth, like that. And of course, there are alternative meanings suggested to what he spoke, because Mother Saraswati cannot tolerate devotee being cursed. So we will not get into the details of all of that. At that point of time, I'll just speak one or two more very subplots here, because we don't have time to cover the whole thing. But you know, we all know the episode of Bali Maharaj. So suddenly Vindhyavali becomes very excited, because she was the perfect companion to Bali Maharaj. She shared the same devotional sentiments. So she immediately brings a golden pot and, you know. And it is mentioned that Vindhyavali was such a chaste woman that sun rays had never touched her body. This was the first time when Vindhyavali came out. So, her maid servants were shocked, because she was supposed to just gesture to them and they would carry the pot. But she ran. For the first time, sun rays touched the body of Vindhyavali. So, she shared the same feelings of surrender to the Supreme Lord. So, the promise was offered. The rest is history. Right? You know, the Lord expanded as Trivikrama, covered, arrested Bali Maharaj, and eventually the whole episode is everyone, for a moment, all devotees turn against Vamandev only. You know, for a while. Because here is Bali Maharaj, who is willing to surrender everything. And eventually, you know, Vamanadev speaks about the glories of Bali Maharaj. You all know this episode, maybe some other time. Maybe next Vaman Dvadashi, we can discuss that. But I would like to end by mentioning this one point. I mean, I do mention it a few times, because this is very relevant. If you see the episode of Bali Maharaj's pastime with Vamanadev, Bhagavatam is not the only literature in which this episode is described. It is described in many, many Vedic Shastras. Huh? But if you see, in many Dharma Shastras also, this episode of Vamanadev taking the heavens from Bali Maharaj and handing it over to Indra is there. But if you see in those episodes, Vamanadev, Vamanadev is the undisputed hero of the whole episode. That's how it is described. Character portrayal. Okay. Bali Maharaj is the undisputed villain there. And the benefactor is Indra. Okay. Because, and the bottom line is victory of dharma over adharma. Victory of you know, divine against the demoniac. The devotion of Bali Maharaj is not highlighted because the audience are not qualified to understand devotion because of the lack of adhikar of the audience. The scripture emphasizes the pastime is not changed. Certain details are not highlighted. Prayers are details. Bali Maharaj's heart is a detail. Everything is a detail. Is external action of being, arrested by Vamanadev. That is not a detail. That is the essence of the whole episode. So this is victory of dharma or adharma. But that is the literature. That is, but that is for people who have a different adhikar. But Bhagavatam speaks for the devotees. So Bhagavatam zooms into the heart of Bali Maharaj. Actually, what was going on inside? The internal narrative. So similarly, if you see different shastras, these. Primarily, this Dharma Shastras and Bhakti Shastras, they present actually similar stories, but a totally different narrative. Because it is meant for different class of people, with different adhikar. For example, if you see the character portrayal of Bhishma Dev, okay, Bhagavatam does not deny that Bhishma Dev took the side of Duryodhana. Bhagavatam does not deny that Bhishma Dev had to lie on the bed of arrows. None of these facts, Bhagavatam does not deny that eventually Bhishma Dev was on the losing side. None of these facts are denied by Bhagavatam. But Bhagavatam does not interestingly focus on any of that. Bhagavatam focuses on Bhishma Dev's prayers. And lying on that bed, Bhishma Dev gave instructions on dharma to Yudhishthir Maharaj in probably a lakh verses in Mahabharat. It is summarized in one verse in Bhagavatam. That's all. But his instructions on bhakti. So that is elaborately discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it is meant for a different audience. Bhagavatam does not essentially deny that such instructions were given by Bhishma Dev to Yudhishthir Maharaj. It is summarized in one verse. The Stri Dharman, Raja Dharman, etc., etc. Dharman was spoken. But having said that, Nahiyasya Karhichid Rajan Puman Veda Viditsitum and so on, that was actually how to understand the plan of the Lord, how you cannot understand the plan of the Lord. Just cooperate with it. That aspect of Bhishma Dev is focused in Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, these shastras, the Dharma Shastras primarily focus on don't do adharma, just do adharma, just do dharma. So if you do dharma, you will be protected. So many such character portrayals, you see Vritrasur, Parikshit Maharaj, his life, how he lives, is portrayed in a significantly different way in Mahabharata. And for understandable reasons. What is the narrative? Whomever you may be, if you perform an adharmic act, you shall not be spared. But what is the narrative of Srimad Bhagavatam? Tiraskrita, Vipralabdha, Shapta, Shapta, Hatapi. That is the narrative of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, the point is different scriptures speak for different people. Therefore, many times we have this desire to, very natural desire to understand, know more about various personalities. I just wish I knew more about this personality. It's so attractive. And we may end up searching in other books and we may get also. But that portrayal of character of that personality may not nourish our devotion. Because it may not necessarily be meant for nourishing the devotion of devotees. For example, if you read the way Parikshit Maharaj left his life from Mahabharat, that will not nourish our devotion and our devotional appreciation of Parikshit Maharaj. Similarly, Bhishma Dev. Similarly, Vritrasur. The episode of Vritrasur is described in the other Shastras, which says, and the hero there also Indra only kills Vritrasur. It's not the other way around. But there, the real hero is Indra. And he is glorified as Vritraha. But in Bhagavatam, the way it is described, Indra is not even seen as a villain there. He is reduced to almost like a non-entity there. Right? So, and Indra is seen scratching his head, thinking, who is the demon here and who is the devotee here? Like that. So these scriptures, without overtly changing the pastime itself, but choosing to focus on the deeper aspects, the devotional scriptures actually bring out the devotional side of that personality. When the Supreme Lord may choose to use that personality for other aspects also, for the Loka Sangraha aspects, that may be highlighted by the other Shastras. So when we take stories from there is a chance that if we are not devotionally mature enough, that story may not necessarily nourish our devotional sentiments, and it may not necessarily nourish the other people's devotional sentiments also. Otherwise, our acharyas were nana shastra vicharanaika nipunau sadharma samsthapakau. It's not that they did not know that the stories about these various personalities are given in the other shastras. They never choose to really highlight it in one sense. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.